tennis. The Lady Beaver tennis team is moving pretty quickly through their season. They'll have their next meet at home on Monday. It's the Scott City Invitational, and then they'll have Garden City coming up there as well. They were at Phillipsburg yesterday, a second-place finish, and Mallory Cup is going to join us here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, you're moving pretty quickly through this junior campaign here, and how's it been for you so far?
It's been pretty good. I've been enjoying it.
Good deal. Yesterday, a second-place finish up at Phillipsburg, and how'd you feel like that your play was?
My first one was kind of disappointing just because when you're so close in a match and you barely lose it, it's just disappointing. But overall, I felt like I did well and I finished better than I did previous years. So.
Well, good. And you feel like that you learned a lot from that match?
Yeah. I mean, it was just grit at the end of it, and she had me on that. So.
All right. And what are some things that maybe you've learned along the way here this year so far?
I mean, I've improved my serve for sure, but that kind of took summer too, but the coaches have been helping me with it.
All right, and you know, you got I think you're about halfway through this junior season. You've got quite a few matches or tournaments coming up here down the road here. You're going to have the home one next week, and that should be pretty fun, and Garden City as well. What are some things that you're looking forward to the most as you go to a pretty good slate here beginning on Monday?
Well, I'm just excited to see some new competition and some of the competition we've had from previous years, because it seems like we've mostly been seeing newer towns. So I'm excited to see the old people that we used to play.
And it should be pretty fun there. And I know you know quite a few of them. What's kind of the biggest goal that you have next week?
I'd say just personally I'd want to get my double faults handled and just things like that.
All right. Well, hopefully things work out well for you there, Mallory. And thanks again for joining me here. And good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, Junior Mallory Cup and another junior, Kennedy Wansinger, joining us here this evening. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you. And I think this is your first time on here.
It is. I'm excited.
All right. Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Yesterday, you had a pretty fun day at Phillipsburg. How'd you feel like that was overall?
Oh, me and Jimena, we played pretty good. We got first overall, so.
Yeah, and number two doubles, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, well, kind of go through the day. What seemed to work for you and Jimena yesterday?
Me and Jimena, it was our second time playing together, and we just kind of got comfortable, and we started talking a lot more, having a little bit more fun, and it seemed to go our way, so.
All right, and so you guys have you guys been teamed up pretty much throughout the entire year?
No, the first the first tournament I played singles, and then the second one I played with him, and this was our second time together.
All right. Well, it seems like things are working out pretty well for you guys together. What's been successful for you guys so far?
Well, Jimena has a really good serve, and so that helps us a lot. And then I can hit it from the back pretty good, and she can hit at the net pretty good. So we work pretty well.
All right. And what do you feel like that your strength is in doubles?
I think I can just hit it back over, which consistency is the key for tennis, so.
Absolutely here, and is it amazing how fast the season goes?
Oh, yeah, it's flying by.
And you get to play at home on Monday, that's got to be pretty fun.
Yeah, we like to play at home, see people we know.
Absolutely, you get a couple of times on your home course, or home court, I should say, this year. And once again, thanks again for joining me here. Congratulations on your good start to the season.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, it is Junior Kennedy Wassinger joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Now we're going to have Coach Cheryl Kacharg join us here as they went to Phillipsburg on Tuesday, had a good meet, second place finish there. And Coach, second place there, pretty good meet, a warm day, it sounded like. And how'd you feel like the team went out and competed?
I was pleased with all of them. They went out, like you said, it was 98 degrees and no wind. And, of course, that's everybody had to play in it, not just us. But that's always tough conditions when you're out there and it's warmer on the court than it is, you know, standing in the grass. And they're moving. But they played good. They went through those conditions and did great.
Good. Yeah. Hey, that's good to see how they can do. It's a testament to, you know, what they – I mean, I guess you're used to it by now, but it was cold on a Saturday, a little bit Sunday, and then Monday warmed up, and, you know, tough to adjust to the elements.
That's true. You know, boys' season, we fought the wind last spring, and in the fall, the girls are fighting the heat.
Yeah. But, you, of course, we mentioned Ximena and also Kennedy getting number – or first there in their number two doubles. You had a couple of second-place finishes with your singles players, Mallory and Haley Hicks. That's a pretty good day there.
It is. It was a good day. You know, Concordia is there, and they are in our regional, and everybody came home with a win over them, so that's always good. You know, and Monday we're at our home meet, and we'll have Ulysses and Colby, which we will both be in our regionals, so those will be great matchups there.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that's big. It's really tough kind of how the schedule's set up to see a lot of 4A schools. So, yeah, you'll at least have three that you face this year. But you mentioned you'll have a little bit of time off before your next meet there, and it's going to be kind of a flurry right at the end of the regular season. But do you like where kind of where you guys are at right now?
I do. You know, we'll play Monday, and then we'll have 3 days that we can – or 4 days that we can practice hard before we go to Garden City. And once we hit Garden City, we'll play four meets in a matter of 8 days. So the girls will be pretty exhausted, but they'll, you know, in some ways it'll help build up their endurance for regionals because that takes on a different look.
Well, and even your junior varsity's really continued to make a lot of strides here as well this year.
They have, you know, and they're going to finish strong. It's hard to believe that in 2 weeks from tomorrow, we'll be done with JV.
Wow.
And that's just amazing. But, you know, regionals are just around the corner for us.
It just comes so fast. You mentioned it last Thursday, you found out officially that you guys are going to be Class 4A, and didn't know how that was going to be, but you landed in the McPherson Regional. And regionals, is, I think, for 4A is just a one-day meet now.
It is. You know, there's not as many schools in the 4A classification. And you know, Coach Jansen and I have both been kind of expecting this to happen in the girls for the last year or two. And it finally came to pass.
Yeah, I thought maybe there might be an outside chance that you guys stayed in 3A because I think Russell brought their tennis program back, and I think there might have been another one, but that's just kind of the way it goes. But you know what? He still gets to play an opportunity to go to state.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Well, Scott City girls tennis off to a good start. A second place finish yesterday at Phillipsburg, and they'll be at home on Monday. And that's an all-day meet, if I'm not mistaken.
That is. We start at 9 o'clock.
All right. And quite a few teams, right?
Yes. There's nine teams that will
oh,
be
wow.
there.
That's cool. Coach Cheryl Kacharik joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Thanks again for the time here, Coach. And endure the heat, and good luck to you coming up in your home meet on Monday.
Okay. Thank you, Adam.